Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. It's Musings by Martiki coming to you again with another podcast session. Jesus, we pray, we're thanking you. We pray that you will take charge this afternoon in Jesus' mighty and matchless name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So this afternoon, I've been asking God, hey, Father, what should we talk about? What should we talk about? And he kept saying, tell my people I'm passing by. And I'm like, where do I start from? He's actually passing by. He wants us to know that he is passing by. So then I was doing a quick research of, you know, passing by, Jesus passing by scriptures. And the one that came to me was the scripture in Mark 6:48. And 49 thereabouts, where Jesus was walking on the sea. So I'm just going to read that quickly from the NKJV. So Mark chapter 6, verse 48, it says, then he saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. Now about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea and would have passed them by. And when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately he talked with them and said to them, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. Then he went up into the boat to them, and the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled, for they had not understood about the loaves, because their heart was hardened. I'm just going to read it quickly from the NIV just to make it a little simpler for us all to understand. Just hold on 1 second while I get the scripture up. So Mark chapter 6 verse 48 downwards, and the NIV says, I think I'll just go up one step. So I'll start from 47. So later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass them by. Please highlight that. He was about to pass them by. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. Then he climbed into the boat with them and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. So this is the part of, you know, the part of the Bible where Jesus walked on water, if you remember. And this episode happened right after Jesus had fed the 5,000. Okay, so imagine seeing one miracle after another and how you would envisage it as, you know, a child of God, especially as a follower of God. These are people who were just with Jesus not long ago, and now they had seen him do something again, which was miraculous. And yet this time around, they thought it was a ghost. But the message God wants for us, when I asked him, what should I tell your people? He said, tell them I'm passing by. It's not a passing by where we think that Jesus is passive, where like we are so disconnected from God, right? And then he's passing by that we do not recognize who he is. But it's a passing by that we would actually feel his presence and know that he is there with us. And I'm so happy that, you know, Mama Augusta was touching on John 16:33, because this is the scripture that he's laid on my heart all of this week. And John 14:27, you know, where he is telling us that he is there. He is there with us, you know, in every situation, be it the ups and the downs, he is there with us. And when he promised us all of these things, he gave us the peace to go before us. And that peace is a gift. Okay, and I've been hammering on this for a few weeks now, but I don't mind going over it again. So John 14:27 talks about the fact that God has given us like a special type of gift, which is peace, right? And this peace that God has given us is not the same as what the world defines as peace. So, for example, if you open your first aid in English and you're doing antonyms or opposites, you will say peace, and the opposite of peace is war, right? That's not the kind of peace that Jesus has given us. Or, you know, when we hear of peace, we go to the people who are practicing all these kind of strange things like yoga, where they call it Zen. You understand? That is not the kind of peace that Jesus has given us, because he had to qualify it for us to understand that the peace he has given us is not that which the world defines as peace, or not what the world gives to us as peace. His peace is such that you can have some turbulence going on in the background, right? You can have some chaos going on in your life. You can have some medical diagnosis being placed on you, right? You can have all sorts of things happening around you, yet you're rested, well rested in him, yet you are still abiding in him, yet you still have the comfort from the Lord himself, yet you still have the peace that only he can give you. And then we go back to his word in John 16:33 that says that, listen, in this world you will have trouble. You understand? So when we signed up to be followers of Christ, it didn't mean that we were signing up to freedom, you know, everything being hunky-dory, everything being smooth for us. No, when we signed up to be followers of Christ, we actually subscribed to walking a very narrow road. You understand? And in walking in the narrowness is when you actually feel so much freedom. I mean, can you imagine walking through some crooked road with, you know, with thorns and thistles and things along the way, yet you're so comfortable. It feels like you are laying on some, you know, high quality fiber. That's how it is in Christ. You know, when we are in trouble, we have peace. When there is storm, he is there in the boats with us. When we see him walking on water, we know that he is there with us. So that is the kind of passing by that God wants us to know, that he is there with us in every situation. He is actually walking right next to us, side by side, holding our hands, taking us through every storm. I mean, who wants to walk through a storm alone? Nobody wants that. But we have a God who actually walks with us through every situation, whether we are up high or we are walking through the valleys of the shadow of death. He is there with us. And that is the kind of passing by that he wants us to understand that, you know, he is doing with us today. So I don't know what your circumstances are like. Maybe you are high up there. Maybe things are really going on well with you. The Lord wants you to know that he is passing by. He is walking closely to you. It is not for you to think that he is a ghost because you are disconnected from him. You know, these are disciples who had just seen him. They had just experienced his goodness. They had just felt some of the things that God does, feeding the 5,000. And yet they see him at the next instance and they think they have a ghost next to them, you know. And we see that this happened on the fourth watch. So we are looking at about 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. I don't know if yeah, I think it's 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. That's what the fourth watch is about, you know. And Jesus would have passed them by. That's what the scripture was saying. Jesus would have passed them by, but then it does not mean that he was going somewhere else. Maybe he was probably showing them his deity, or that he was God or something. I don't know what his intention was, but he would have passed them by. And he probably intended to reveal himself to his disciples in a miraculous way. But for some reason, they spotted him. You understand? It takes a certain grace to spot that Jesus is there. Although they thought he was a ghost, which I do not understand how that could happen, probably because of the miraculous nature in which they had seen him, probably walking over sea. I mean, a lot of us would have thought the same too, that who is this person walking on sea? And if you know Jesus, you know that he, you know, they knew him physically, so they knew that he walked on land. So to see him walking on sea would have been a bit of you know, it would have been a scene for them. So yeah, he could easily have calmed the waves from the shore, but he wanted his disciples to understand that he was God, you know, and that he had mastery over all of nature. So, you know, God wants us all to know that he is God, you know, that the storms blowing around us, he is God. He actually can calm it if he wants to. But what if God gives you the other picture? He wants to walk through the storm with you. He wants you to know that he is there. He wants you to know that he is passing by. You know, it's also a nice experience. Imagine if you wake up, right? And as a child of God, everything is abracadabra for you. Like you just wake up and, you know, food is on your table. And you just wake up and, you know, we will take life for granted. Even at life as it is right now, we are taking it for granted. Even in our struggles, we are taking life for granted. You know, when we are called into a little bit of discomfort, but it's like, God, why me? Why me? Even if it's things that God is calling us, you know, to duty, like, oh, my child, why don't you get up and fast? Why don't you do this? We will nag and complain. And, you know, we will be feeling the hunger pangs and the thirst and, you know, the flesh and all of that. So imagine if life was hunky dory and, you know, we woke up and, you know, maybe, I mean, things were just automatic. We would take life for granted. Even in the difficulty as it is, we are taking life for granted. And you know, Jesus actually wants us to know that he is God. He wants us to sometimes go through crisis so that we come running back to him. You know, he has his arms opened wide to give us an embrace. He has his arms opened wide so that we come for that tight squeeze from our Father, you know. If life was so easy, would you remember to come back to God? Sometimes the troubles have to be that thing which will lead us to heaven. You know, imagine if you woke up and you are rich and you're just, you know, enjoying life. Next thing you'd be doing all sorts, you know, and you may miss your mark to heaven. So sometimes these troubles are good. Okay, it doesn't matter how difficult it is. It doesn't matter how we're sweating to survive in life. It doesn't matter who died and who resurrected and whatever. You know, it is good. It is good because listen, when Jesus came here on earth, he didn't have a trouble-free life. He suffered worse than we are right now. He suffered. And that is the, you know, when we are being called into the fellowship of, you know, a little bit of suffering here and there, it is for a good purpose. It is a good calling. It is actually a good way to fellowship. It is a way to sometimes bring us down a little bit so that we can be normal. Let's put it that way. It can make us a bit humble. It can make us normal sometimes. You know, it is not always the devil responsible for our suffering. Sometimes that is how God is calling us back into our walk or our alignment with him. You understand? So Jesus is passing by today. He's passing by this afternoon, and he wants us to lay all our troubles before him. He wants to know what is it that you want him to do for him, for you. He wants to know what is your worry. What would you rank as, you know, your topmost prayer request? Because he's passing by right now and he wants you to share with him what your troubles are. What are the things that you want him to do for you today is what he's asking. He wants us to know that we are not alone, but he is walking with us right next to us. You know, we wake up in the morning. Before we even say a word, he is there next to us. That's the kind of picture he wants to paint to us today. You know, that he is not so disconnected. So we too shouldn't be disconnected. We should be very much alert to feel his presence when he is there. You know, he never leaves our side. So he wants us to know. And there's an importance about, you know, praying in the watches. And one of the paramount prayer watches is the fourth watch. This is the time where these people had seen Jesus and they thought he was a ghost. So what is God telling us about this fourth watch? You know, it is for us to stay alert. It is for us to be active in his presence, you know, because in a little while, if you're too comfortable, if you're too sleepy, if you are disconnected, Jesus will be passing by and you wouldn't know that he is there. You know, Jesus is calling all of us into fellowship. He's calling all of us to be very intentional about our walk with him. You know, and going back to the scripture, you know, the fourth watch being between the hours of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., the 12 disciples had met up after their trip, you know, where they had gone to feed the 5,000. They had heard Jesus preach his messages, and now they had returned to their boat, and they were trying to row it back to Capernaum, you know. And now they had been rowing for hours and hours and hours, and they had nothing to show for it, you know, little show or nothing to show for it. And we see Jesus at that point, you understand? So there's something about going on and on in prayer. There's something about sticking to the prayer watches. Sometimes you don't see your answers straight away. You understand? There's something about persisting. There's something about staying in the presence of the Lord, because he will make himself visible to you one day. He is inviting us into fellowship. He is inviting us into fellowship. So Jesus is planning to walk close enough to all of us, like he did with the disciples. He's planning to walk and fellowship close to us. If you remember, you know, Jesus at the when he was at the mountain where the transfiguration happened, where he was with, you know, Elijah and Moses and all these people that had actually endured, you know, for 40 days. He's inviting us into that level of fellowship so that he will meet with us, so that we will feel his presence, so we will feel his closeness. So when God invites us into certain periods of fellowshipping with him, or of drawing close to him, or fasting, staying away from the things that we like, you know, when he is inviting us into closeness with him, let's take it with all seriousness, because he will reveal himself to us. He will show us how close he is to us. He is passing by today. Are you ready to see him? You know, God gave his prophets the ability to perform miracles in order to prove that their message was from him. When he sent Moses out there, you know, back in the day, he made them perform miracles so that they will believe. They'll believe, the people around will believe that here is Jesus working behind the scenes. You know, in the same way, he is calling us into that level of fellowship, so that he will do miracles through us, so that he will use us for others to see that he is there. He wants us to be used as signposts for people to also know that Jesus is passing this way. And the question is, are you available for that fellowship? Are you available for Jesus to use you to display his wonders, for people to know that he is there as well? You know that he is there, but not everyone knows. Or maybe you don't know that he is there, and now he wants you to come into his presence. He wants you to know that he is God. He wants you to know that he is holding your hands. He wants you to know that he is walking right next to you, and that we shouldn't be passive in his presence, but very active and alert and sharp, so that we wouldn't miss him. Or even when we see him too, we wouldn't think he is a ghost or he's not part of us, that he is very, very much like us and with us, although he is God. So God is passing by, and he wants us to see. He's given us sight. He's also given sight to the blind so that they know that he is God. So he's inviting us this afternoon, like he did when he asked Peter to come. He is inviting myself, he's inviting all of us gathered here this afternoon to walk with him, to stand by him, to fellowship with him, to draw others to him, to stay abiding in him. You know, he is passing by, and we are all invited to do so, and know that, you know, he is our God. He is very close to us. Even if we don't see him, even if we don't feel him, he is passing by. And very soon, you know, you will see him. So stay abiding, stay dwelling, stay in his presence. Stay focused, stay praying, especially in the watches, you know, because he makes himself known, or he reveals himself to people in such hours. So let's stay focused, let's stay alert, let's stay sharp in his presence, because he is passing by, and he doesn't want anyone to miss his presence. He doesn't want anyone to be so engulfed in the problems that we have, or so engulfed with what we have as our agenda or prayer requests or whatever, that we miss his presence. You understand? Let's not be engulfed by the things happening around us, the storm that is blowing, because you could be so worried about the boat that you're rowing, right? Or the fact that you are busy at work. You know, the 12 disciples, they were in the boat when Jesus was passing by. They could have missed him. He could have passed them by, but then they spotted him, you know? So let's not get too busy in life. Let's not get too focused on worries. Let's not get too let's let our attention not be drawn to the chaos, but let's look at God. Let's stay in his presence. Let's just remain abiding day in and day out, reading his word, meditating, you know, because he has already given us peace. Walk with that in mind. He has already given us peace, as he said in John 14, 27. So when things are happening, don't be too focused about the kind of peace you are looking for, that, you know, everything should cease, the trouble should stop, because that's not the kind of peace that God gave us. That's why he had to explain it again in John 14, 27, so we understand that I am giving you peace, not the one that the world gives. So that's not the kind of peace he's given us. He's already given us the peace to endure, you know. And then he again went to John 16, 33 to tell us that we will have trouble. So let's not focus on the trouble. Let's focus on the fact that he has already overcome the world. In this world, we will have trouble, but he has already overcome the world. So the trouble that is in the world is very, very small in the presence of the one who has overcome it. If we are the children of Jesus Christ, then we are also overcomers. We are also, we are children of the overcomer. So let's just chill. Let's just calm down. Let's just stay in his presence, because he has already done it. So know that God is here, and he wants all of us to be focused on him and not on whatever is happening. So I pray that this message has gone down the way God wants us to go down. He wants it to go down. And I pray that we will stay focused. I pray that we will abide in him constantly, staying in his word, dwelling in the secret place, praying during the watches. Very important, because that was one. It was at the fourth watch in this instance that he chose to pass by, you know. So let's stay focused. Let's stay grounded as children of God. Let's not worry. Honestly, let's not worry about the chaos. Honestly, because he has already given us peace. That is why we are here this afternoon, when there's trouble going on in the background. That is why we are here this afternoon praying, because we know that he does things, you know. So let's not wait to have like 1 billion pounds or 100 million CDs before we know that we have the peace of Christ. We already have it. It doesn't matter how poor we are right now. It doesn't matter the negative balance we're looking at. He's given us peace. So let's walk in that confidence. And actually, you know, we can look at trouble in the face now, because our God has already overcome it. Our God is above it. He has already crushed the world and crushed that trouble that the world came with. So calm down, my dear sisters and your families, because God has done it for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your assurance of peace that you have given us. We thank you for the assurance that you are passing by. You're walking closely to us. You're holding our hands. You're walking on the sea. You are commanding the wind behind the storm. And we are your children. So we just have to remain in confidence in you, because you are the one who has control of nature. You are the deity that made all of this. So Father, let us calm down in your presence. Let us calm down in that assurance of peace that you have given us. Let us calm down and not focus too much on our worries, our long prayer list, Lord, and our troubles, Lord, our problems, Lord, our diseases, infirmities, shortfall, Lord. We wouldn't focus on all of those things, but Lord, we will keep our eyes on the cross. We will keep our eyes on our Savior. We will keep our eyes on the overcomer, so that we will be comforted by your presence. We will be comforted by the fact that you have us in you. And as we remain in you, Father, you have us in you, Father. Lord, let us walk in that abiding confidence, Lord, as you promised us in your book. Lord, may we be comforted by your very presence. May we know that you are our leader. May we know that you are our good shepherd, that with you, Lord, there's no storm that will be too much for us because you have already overcome it, that there's no trouble that will keep us consumed, Lord. Father, Lord, as your word says, is that, you know, there can be all sorts happening around us, but we wouldn't be crushed, Lord. We wouldn't be despaired, Lord. We wouldn't be troubled, Lord, by any of those things, Lord, because we have a living God. We are serving the overcomer. So Father, give us the confidence, Father, day in and day out, Lord. We can even ask trouble in the face to just, you know, bring it on, because we serve you, my God. We can handle all things through you who strengthens us. We can handle every trouble, Lord, because you have promised us in advance that you have given us peace. Your peace is far greater than the peace the world gives. So Lord, we will hold it. We will grab that peace with all of our hearts. We thank you, Abba Father, for all that you're doing, for the gifts that you have given to us so freely. We thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Dear sister, shall we share the grace? And now, may the grace of our Lord
Jesus
Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with us
now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Surely, the Lord's goodness and mercy shall follow us
all the days of our lives.
And we shall continue to dwell in the house of the Lord,
forever and ever.
In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all and have a lovely day.
God bless you, sisters. God bless you, Stefiona.
Amen. Amen. Goodbye for now, and I will catch you on the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.